Case study. You have been caring for John for a few weeks. You know that John is receiving end-of-life care, and has started to talk about his final wish to die at home, rather than in the hospital. He is also struggling to sleep at night and has mentioned he feels anxious. His wife, Jenny, looks worried when she visits, but you are not sure if they have talked together about his final wishes. Read the questions and answers below. Question 1. What would help John to achieve his wish to die at home? Question 2. As mentioned previously, often physical, psychological and spiritual concerns are linked. What could you ask to find out John's concerns and those of his wife? Question 3. What could the reasons for his sleeplessness be? Question 1. Suggested steps. Discuss his preferred place of death with Jenny and his family. Discuss his preferred place of care with professionals, such as his GP and district nurse. Document his preferences and wishes for care on an electronic patient record that can be shared with, and seen by, everyone involved in his care. Regular reviews and assessments by his GP and district nurses, to preempt and deal with any symptom. Regular discussion of his care by staff involved, at meetings. Involve social services and carers, to help John with his physical care needs. Have the necessary drugs prescribed and available in the home to treat common end-of-life symptoms. Make out-of-hours community staff aware of his wishes and current treatment, for example, out-of-hours handover form. A written statement of wishes may help, including an advance decision to refuse treatment. Question 2. Suggested questions. How are you feeling? A general question such as this might provoke a range of responses. Is anything worrying you? Are you frightened about anything? Trying to establish the cause of his anxiety will help you address the issue. You have been in hospital many times before. In what way do you think this might be different to previous occasions? What do Jenny and your family understand about your illness, and how could I help them? Are there any people or practices that are important to you? Do you have any religious beliefs? Do you have questions, or is there anything you would like to talk about that we haven't discussed? Question 3. Reasons may include. Some medicines, such as steroids, can keep patients awake. Psychological factors, such as anxiety and depression, or perhaps a fear of dying in the night. Symptoms that are not controlled, such as pain, breathlessness, or incontinence. Other factors, such as light, noise and sleeping during the day. Only by asking will you be able to determine the cause. For example, if pain is causing sleeplessness, this can be controlled by adjusting the dose of painkillers at night.